Okay. It's running. Okay, let's pray together and let's ask the Lord to help us tonight. Jesus, we love you. Thank you for the privilege that we have again to be here together, Lord. Thank you for the study of your word and principles of truths. Jesus, touch us, I pray. Quicken us. Quicken our hearts, Lord, and help us to learn tonight, we pray, and that you'll be glorified in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, anybody remember anything from last night, last week?
Yes.
Really? How many took their tests?
Four.
Four?
Personality test? It was online.
The personality?
I was cool. Going to the website.
Yeah, the website was down for me.
The website. Actually, glad you got something to blame it on.
This week only.
Yes. Okay, so what were the four?
D-I-S-C.
Okay, what's the D like, just real quick?
Dominant.
What's the I?
Influent.
Okay. Sure. Influence. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The S?
Supportive.
Supportive. C?
Compliance.
Okay, who's going to be like an accountant? Is going to be?
C.
He's do it, but do it right. Okay, what's the S? Do it, but?
Let's have fun
while we're doing it. All right. And the D is do it?
Or else.
Right now,
my way, pretty much, yeah. Okay. Okay, let's move into tonight's relationships. And what we're going to look at is the five languages of love. Some of you are already real familiar with these. And it's really good to take a little time to review. Definitely worthwhile review if you already have studied it. My guess is that probably most all of you are going to end up getting married. Some of you maybe sooner than you think. It can happen. That's the right answer right now. That's what we want you to say. But when it's God's time, we want you to be going like that. Okay, that'll happen. Anyway, it's not just marriage relationships. It has, this deals a lot with interaction between teenagers, between children and parents, between kids, little kids and parents, between college-age students and everybody in their worldview, whatever. This affects all of us, okay? Obviously, the ones that we're closest to, it's going to be more important that we understand what's going on. I will have to say that, and I think I mentioned this last week, but these two studies have influenced my thinking about people outside of the scripture more than anything, hands down. As far as being able to get a grasp on people, on why they do what they do, why they respond like they respond, totally helps me understand just knowing these two sets. And when you get into a workplace, it's going to be huge. To understand people's love language, because that's going to be the language that to speak to them, to make them feel accepted. They're going to be, we'll go into more of that later. Anyhow, any questions for, what was this, for last week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything I need to do here?
I think so. Let's see if there's any questions.
All right. How many eyes were here? You're an eye?
Yeah. Okay.
No, it was an SC.
How many S struck your string? Four S's. How many D's? One D? D's don't usually sit in the back of the room. I'm just kidding. Okay, and then what do we have a C here?
I got
B's. Preston. You know, Preston, we kind of figured out that you might be a little bit of a C.
Just a little bit. Not too much. I saw more a little bit on the eye side.
What were you?
I didn't get to take it.
Oh, you got to do that. Okay. What do you think, guys?
I don't know.
A little bit of I there, I'm sure.
S?
Huh?
I think S.
You think so? Oh, we'll see. Okay, so you want to take that DISC personality test online if you haven't. Learning objectives for today, the five love languages. We want to learn what the five are, and then we want to understand what the needs of each of these love language types is, okay? And like we mentioned, you're going to be dealing with a lot of this at work. You're going to be dealing with this in relationship. You're going to deal with it in the church. You're going to deal with it in your family. You're a mom or dad, and in some years to come, it's going to be huge for you to understand what makes your kids tick as far as love language. I think that's very, very important. Okay, one of the most basic needs, as you know, is the need to feel loved and accepted. And really, that's what this whole thing is covering. The problem is, most of us expect others to just understand that we're showing love. I mean, after all, we bought them a gift, right? And that may mean nothing, and then all of a sudden it really crushes us. It's like, what's going on? But we're in two different worlds here. It may not be as bad as you think. It's just an issue of we're not on the same wavelength here. Very important, okay? So the perception is important. And it's like, really, it's like communicating with somebody that you're in two different worlds. When I went to Peru, I was 11 years old, turned 12 right after I got there. I cannot tell you how frustrated I was as a 12-year-old kid. My parents had taken Spanish lessons here in the States, and then we went down to be missionaries, so lived down there for a straight 4 years at least. And so they're prepared. We come down, my dad in 6 months preaches his first message and never stopped after that. And I, on the other hand, it didn't come real easy. In fact, it's my first day on the street. It was a fiasco. You know, walk out, these are human beings like me, we should be able to communicate. And I remember I met my neighbors, cool kids, had a blind boy and a sister and a brother, and the sister was cute, and of course we couldn't really communicate, so we stood around and kind of talked, her in her language, me in mine. And I'll never forget, she had some girls that came over and she wanted me to meet them. And so I come out and I shook their hands and I didn't know what to say. Nice to meet you. That meant nothing to them. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, 12 years old, etched in my mind, "Dile mucho gusto, pues." Mucho gusto. So that was my first words, some of them. Anyway, it was just, I remember how frustrating it was. And then I remember about a year later when I started feeling like I'm finally able to communicate on my own. And the relief that I felt. And then I was able to, I mean, once you get rolling, then it gets a lot easier, doesn't it? After you get going, you have to take the plunge. This really isn't a whole lot different. You can be miles apart. And this is why, you ready for this? This is why a lot of marriages have serious troubles. And basically, it's like, what happened? We fell out of love. What do you mean? I have no feelings for her. Well, what's wrong? We're in two different worlds. And this is not just once in a while. This is huge. This is constant. And a great portion of the time, it boils down to perception. And this has everything to do with perception, okay, this study. So, first of all, let's go ahead and look at them at the beginning, and then we'll kind of break them down a little bit, okay? First is words of affirmation. Quality time is the second one. Receiving gifts is the third. I mean, not that anybody doesn't like to receive gifts, but that is, we're talking about your perception, right, of love. Acts of service and physical touch. Okay, words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, physical touch. Okay, we'll have those memorized before we get out of here, right? Okay, words of affirmation. Let's talk about that first. And that really is, it's It's basically you building somebody up with your words, bottom line, okay? You build their self-image. You build the individual's personal confidence. So some people need to hear, hey, that was really good. You did a great job. And that, to them, it's like Mark Twain. Obviously, this was one of his stronger languages of love, okay? Because he's the one that said, I can go, what, 10 months on a good compliment, or 10 weeks, or whatever it was. I can last a long time just by hearing a good compliment. Well, that says a lot about what his love language was. It had a lot to do with words of affirmation. So we reinforce confidence in the love that we feel for someone, okay? Quality time. It's categorized as the undivided attention. It's one thing to spend time with somebody. It's another thing to look at it. It's funny, you guys. You go in a restaurant. How many times have you seen this going on this side and on this side? This is going on and on this side. Okay. What does it say to somebody when you pull out your phone and you're on the phone all the time and you're really, I mean, this was a date.
They're not interested.
I'm not interested.
Time to leave.
Yeah. Now, what you don't know is he may be making $1 million right now and a quick decision. Unlikely, right?
Yeah. Very, very unlikely.
Probably more like, yeah, who posted on Instagram? Yeah. Yes. Okay, so anyway, you got the picture. To physical touch, just hold their hand and go ahead and keep cruising. You're fine. But if it's quality time, you got a problem, okay? All right. So, receiving gifts. Okay, now notice this. It's the practice of gift giving and the relationship that it entails. In other words, when you give, and guys, God speaks this language. When you give a gift, there's part of you wrapped up in it. There's part of your relationship wrapped up in it, okay? And really, that's why God said, you leave your gift at the altar and you go get right with him first, because this has to do with my relationship with you, and we're not going to have it poisoned by you having unforgiveness or offense in your heart, okay? When they offered their gifts, Malachi, so what are you doing? God says, what do you think you're doing? You're offering me lame sacrifices? You're offering me wounded animals? What are you doing? Your gift is telling everything about where your heart is. Okay, so these are not just kind of man-made principles. They're principles, really eternal principles. They're principles that are intrinsic with humanity, and guess who made us? You know, the same God we're talking about. Okay, gifts are more than material objects. They symbolize care and forethought. You know, this gift means something to me, and that's why I'm giving it to you. Here's what it says to me, or whatever. That's a lot different than scooting through the line and seeing something and grabbing it fast. Just throw it out when you walk home, right? Okay. Acts of service. Cleaning the house, mowing the lawn, cooking the night's dinner, whatever. Okay, just doing something for someone, okay? And then there's physical touch. Holding your wife's hand, massaging their shoulder, take time, meaningful hug. Okay, patting your buddy on the shoulder, whatever. We're all intertwined with this same situation of love language. Okay, giving a hug to your friend, just to let them know they mean a lot to you. That hug sometimes is like it just charges a battery. Anybody understand that? It means a lot, okay? So, perception is reality. This is huge. If you forget everything else, remember this, okay? Okay, what do you guys see?
Your hand.
Describe it for me.
Spider fingers.
Okay. Huh? Why?
It's open.
That was not a nice thing to say. Okay, what? Any characteristics? Nails, you see nails? Okay, I'm looking at the same thing. I see no nails. I see no hair. I see a palm. I see prints. Is it the same hand? No.
Yeah.
It's just different sizes.
But our description is completely different, except for the amount of how many fingers? No, there's only four. There's a thumb there. Four fingers. You guys. Okay. So anyhow, we're looking at two things, but really we're looking at one thing in two different, totally different ways. And here's perception, okay? Here's perception. He does not love me at all. Really. You live long enough, work in the church long enough, you're gonna find a few of these experiences, okay? Especially if you're a pastor. So let's ask some questions from people. Has he ever got you gifts? Yeah, he brings gifts, of course. He's giving me flowers and stuff. But he doesn't love you. No. Does he ever hug you or show affection? He always does. He can't. He constantly. Always has to grab my hand. He's got his arm around my shoulder. But he does not. He doesn't love me. You know. And what's the real problem? The real problem is he never spends personal time with me. And her perception is this marriage is on the rocks. He's trying to cover things up by these gifts. Okay, he probably really likes somebody else, but if he really loved me, he would spend time with me, and that is life, and that is so real to that individual that you can't just say you're being stupid. you can't do that. Okay, that's not going to change them. That's their perception, and perception is reality to them. Okay, and sometimes we get into this with motives. It's like, there's only one reason he could have done that, and that is, you know, it's our perception. We may be a mile off in our judgment, but when we're convinced in ourselves, that's what it is. And that's why it's so important for us to understand how people perceive love. And if physical touch is their love language, we can take four languages and just pack them constantly, and they can feel unloved. Okay, your mom and your dad, is there a struggle? Have you considered maybe that they've got a different love language than what you're trying to portray? What about your brother, your sister? What about somebody else that you really like in the youth group or whatever? There's this possibility that when we have been giving them gifts, that doesn't mean a whole lot to them, but what would really mean a lot to them is for you to say, you know what? That lesson that you gave last week, that really, really was good. Let me tell you why. You know, words of affirmation may be the thing, or whatever. And if we understand each other, we're going to go a lot farther, okay, in building relationships. You guys still with me? Okay. So perception is really reality. At least it's our reality. And when our language is spoken to us, we're loved. And that's pretty much how it works. Okay, so let's talk about each one. Which love language are we going to talk about first? Words of affirmation. Okay, how do we communicate? Okay, if you're going to use words of affirmation, if somebody, you know, that's their love language, we're going to try to encourage. And by the way, you might want to remember these things, okay? Because this is possibly could come up on some test at some time or another. Okay? So words of affirmation. You want to encourage, you want to affirm, you want to appreciate, you want to empathize, and then you want to listen actively. Okay, get your eyes on their eyes and listen to them talk. Okay, because words of affirmation or verbal communication is going to mean everything to them. So the actions to take, what you should do for this type of person, send them an unexpected note, a text, or a card. Encourage genuinely and do it often. Okay? You're going to find out that that person is going to have confidence in the fact that you really do love them. Okay? Now, things to avoid. And this is really important for each of these, okay? Notice the how to communicate, and then you've got the things to watch out for, okay?
and notice the it's pretty much the opposite. But non-constructive criticism, it's like, what are you wearing that with that for? You know? And she could say, oh, big deal, you know, it's just a dumb comment. But if words of affirmation are your love language, that cuts to the quick. Does that make sense? If they're beginning to speak your language and then start cutting with words because that's your language, that really, it's like the physical touch thing. A slap in the face to somebody whose love language is physical touch is not going to be the same as if their love language was words of affirmation. That's going to be very sensitive to them. Okay? And we can go on and on. Non-constructive criticism, not recognizing or appreciating effort. This is the person that says, why even try? They don't appreciate it. Okay? Because words were not spoken to say how much they appreciated it. Okay? It's easy for us, again, it's easy for us to say, you know what, just grow up. It's a little harder to do, okay? Because that's the eyes that we're looking out of constantly. This is the way we live. This is our native tongue, okay? It's our native language, so we're the most familiar with this. Okay, how about quality time? The way that we communicate uninterrupted and focused conversations, one-on-one time is critical. Okay, the actions to take to show that, create special moments together, take walks, do small things. Weekend getaways are huge for a spouse. Okay, things that you avoid for someone whose love language is quality time. Distraction. This really hurts when you sit down with a cell phone, right? Okay, distractions when spending time together. Long stints without one-on-one time. Okay, that's very important for quality time. Okay. Receiving gifts. How to communicate it? It's the concept of thoughtfulness. He was thoughtful. You make them a priority. You speak purposefully. Who do you think is going to hurt the worst when you forget their anniversary? And it's this is going to be, that's bad news, okay? Okay, but you don't want to forget that stuff. That birthday, when that comes around, you want alarms going off, okay? All right, action to take. Give thoughtful gifts, gestures, make small things matter in a big way. Express gratitude when receiving a gift. Forgetting special occasions are the things to avoid. Unenthusiastic gift receiving. Okay. All right, now let me just interject this right here, okay? There are some people who are a little bit off the chart. Okay? In other words, now you know how the DISC, where we could be a blend, you know, of an S and an I or whatever, a bit of a blend. This, what happens here, is not quite so often, okay? Usually people that have a love language as far as their perception of love when it's coming to them is one thing. Typically, it's the same going the other way. They'll demonstrate love by that. But there are some people whose love language is one as far as receiving, but when they demonstrate love, it is a different language, okay? That's the caveat, okay? We won't go into that in this lesson, okay? So, which love language, acts of service, how to communicate, use action phrases like, I'll help. They want to know that you're partnered with them, you're going to help them. Do chores together actions, make them a special meal, go out of your way to alleviate their daily workload. This kind of stuff is huge. Okay? Let me just tell you my personal life here. I have a wife who probably lands more in this category than the others. Okay? Quality time is probably, I'm thinking 30%, and 70% probably is this right here. So honestly, I could bring her flowers every day and I could buy her a gift every week, and it still is not going to be that big of a deal. Not like sitting down with her and listening to her talk.
in comparison, that's bigger than all the gifts for the week. Okay? You know what's even bigger? Is doing chores that she really needs done. Or a project. My wife is so organized, and she is so into projects, it's painful. But if I'll tackle those projects and do some things like that, it's like, you know what? I know he loves me because... She's not going to say because he does this, that. It's because of acts of service, things that were specifically for her. Okay, so, back to... physical neglect is the thing to avoid. Long stints without receiving your affection or receiving cold affection. Okay, no. Making the requests of others a higher priority. There we go. We're still in acts of service. Lacking follow through on tasks big and small is going to have a lot. I'll do that, and then the next week it's still not done. You're going to see that kind of a person a little bit more irritated. Okay, let's go to physical touch. How to communicate, nonverbal, use body language, touch to emphasize love, hugs, touching an arm, hand, shoulder, whatever. It's a show physical affection regularly. Things to avoid, physical neglect, long since without receiving affection or receiving cold affection. Their love language is touch. It's awful easy for that person to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that they are not loved because... They never hug me, they never put their arm around me, they never, you know, it's just like they're at a distance. And there's something to this that actually is even more powerful, just one single love language. But you heard about that study they did years ago with babies, with so many babies that were dying, and they had people come and just sit and rock those babies and hold them and touch them. And the other ones that were not touched, their mortality rate was many times greater. It's like it put in these babies a will to live because somebody was just touching them, holding them. And that really is huge, really huge. As far as how these love languages are formed, there's just so much unknown about all of this. But one thing is for sure, there's a lot of people that have this as their love language, and if they don't receive, then their perception is, I'm not loved. Okay, so that love tank. Talking about this right here, it's like putting an arm around somebody and just saying, hey, I really love you. It's like, it's like that feeling of, man, I am loved. Which does nothing for the person that needs acts of service. But when you build that little thing or do that little thing, it's like the tank goes full. And you get miles out of a full tank, right? Okay, we can kind of like go on with life. We can make progress. Okay, a lot to be said there, but we won't take time. What love language did Jesus speak? I think this is kind of interesting, whatever. Words of affirmation, he blessed the people, blessed the disciples. He affirmed the woman who washed his feet. He tells us through Paul, you need to speak words that are going to encourage and that are going to uplift and impart grace. Okay, but he also speaks quality time. He had dinner at Matthew's house. He stays at Zacchaeus' house. He spends time with the disciples after the resurrection. What about receiving gifts? He loves to give good gifts to his children. He fed the multitudes. He gives us the gift of the Holy Ghost. He gave us gifts in the ministry, right? Okay. So, what about acts of service? He washed the disciples' feet. He healed the multitudes. He said he came to serve. Okay? The physical touch, he touched the leper. Isn't that neat? He could have just spoken it. But what a powerful demonstration of love. He touches that sickness and heals it completely. He touched Peter's mother-in-law and heals her. He takes up children in his arms, puts his hand on them and blesses them. Okay, so bottom line is I think he pretty much spoke all five love languages. Anyway, homework is the online love language test, and it's the singlesseason.com. I picked this one
for singles because most of you are not married. But there's love languages for singles, there's love languages for teens, whatever. There's Chapman is really cool. Dr. Chapman is a neat guy. He's an older man, and he's got a handle on it. And if you have time, look up some of his stuff on YouTube or whatever. He talks about the five languages of apology. It would do you well to listen to that. Just another little added thing here. Okay, so we have words of affirmation. We have quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Okay, who can give me all five?
Words of affirmation, acts of service, physical touch, and
gifts.
Words of affirmation, you got? Receiving gifts. Okay. Okay. Ashley, what are they?
Words of affirmation, physical touch, receiving gifts.
Okay, help her out.
What did you say?
Okay, awesome. Okay, now let's just run through them real quick again and just give me some ideas of what would be a bad idea for this person that speaks this language. Let's say you get married and your spouse totally speaks this language, okay? Okay, so quality time. What would be some mistakes you can make in that relationship?
Long business trips.
Long business trips.
On the phone.
On the phone.
Not giving them much attention.
Not giving much attention, okay. So that was quality time. Mm-hmm. How about gifts? Receiving gifts.
Like you don't like the gifts that...
Forgetting special occasions.
Yeah, like it's like, what's that? You know, she buys you something and it's like... And that for? That would really hurt that kind of a person, right? Yeah.
Returning gifts.
I can get $20 out of that and I'll buy. Yeah. Okay, anything else on gifts? Okay, keep it straight, guys. Okay, physical touch?
Cold physical touch. Cold manner physical touch?
Being cold? And just keep your distance. It's pretty obvious, isn't it? Okay.
I'm pretty sure any language would probably not.
It's probably not kind of heard, yeah. But some worse than others. Some things are detrimental. It's like, and here's how we respond. It's like, why'd she get all mad over that? Well, maybe that you just stepped on the wrong toe or the love language toe, you know? It may be you just really hurt what really means something to them. Okay, so what have we got left?
Acts of service.
What can we watch out for? Good, good. Okay. And what they want done, act like that's no big deal, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do we have left?
Words of affirmation.
What do you think about with the words of affirmation? What's really a something that you need to be careful?
Criticism.
It's that criticism thing. It's little pokes. Some people can handle, we do that, you know, right? We just kind of get onto each other, say things that are kind of gouge here, there, but some, and you know it's true, there's some people that you've seen that happen to, it's like they go ballistic, or they not go ballistic, but they just go in a shell, and they're so hurt. It's like, why are you hurt? Because of what he said to me. Did you not hear what he said? Well, what did he say? He said, my sweater looks stupid. So what? Okay. But words can really hurt. I mean, words can hurt anybody, but especially that person. Okay, so what do we have left? Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, so you got all the five down?
Yes, sir.
Cool. All right. We will conclude. Preston,
it's all yours. You got an email.